God's word is that apart from Galatians once again, but then the right time came, God sent his son, a woman gave birth to him. He was born under the authority of the law. He came to set free those who were under the law. He wanted us to be adopted as children with all the rights children have. Because you are his children, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts. He is the Holy Spirit. By his power, we call God Abba. Abba means father. So you aren't slaves anymore. You are God's children. Because you are his children, God gives you what he promised to give his people. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. Today, from the book of Galatians, we open up the seal and find out, what does God have to say to us? God wants us to know this. God wants us to know about this particular event in history where he became one of us. Now, before we get into this, if you're watching on the internet, in America, we're going through some turbulent times. The country's all torn up and people are all, politically, they're all over the place. We have the thing called Obamacare, the Affordable Act Care. It's called all sorts of different things. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is not to persuade you one way or the other, but to let you know something. That no matter what kind of care you have, whether the care was before this law came into effect or whether the care that's going to come after this law is in effect, who knows? God's care is way, way more remarkable, way more reliable than any kind of human care any human being could possibly devise. And so that's what it is. What is God care? It's when he shows mercy and he saves people. That's what God care is. And what you can do is you can use the discussion going on all around you at every dinner table all over the place where people are either really upset or really for it. You can say, you know what? I have something that is even better. And I have had it since I was a baby, and it will never be taken away from me. And they'll say, well, wait a minute. You got to sign up. That old one's not good anymore. And you can tell them, no, this one is good. In fact, it's guaranteed by the creator of the whole place, the Lord God himself. See, what does God care? God cares that he shows mercy. He could have just let us be in our own stew. What was our stew? We have a wonderful sin stew we're sitting in. It's not a very good place to be. It stinks to high heaven. God says that. Our sins stink so much it makes him want to throw up. Oh, not good. But sin also, God hates sin. He cannot stand sin because God is holy. There is no sin in him. So what do? Well, sin has to be punished. Any child growing up knows how that works. I have many experiences in my history. I'll let you know how my mom treated sin. Whether it was dishonoring her, disobeying the house rules, or disobeying God rules, didn't matter. It's a painful thing when God disciplines, when God has to perform his justice against sin. But God loves us. If God was to punish us like our sins deserved, none of us would be able to stand. We cannot live when God decides, I'm going to punish you now for your sin and send you to your room. No. When God punishes sin, he has to punish sin. So he sent his son in our place to take the punishment. And Jesus wasn't pushed out of heaven. Jesus said, I want to go. I want to rescue people. I want to show mercy to these people who are hurting themselves again and again and dishonoring you, Heavenly Father. And so Jesus was born. He spent 9 months inside the womb of the Virgin Mary. Yes, the Virgin Mary. A miracle right there. Then he was born, and he lived through his teenage years without any sin, without any rebellion against either his Heavenly Father or his earthly stepdad. Can you imagine that? And then he willingly starts a life that he knows is going to end in a cross, publicly preaching and teaching God's word very clear, very plain, letting everybody know what sin is and let everybody know what the only way out of that sin is through him. People loved his miracles. People were captivated by his preaching. People wound up hating him. They wanted him crucified, and so he was crucified. The punishment that you and I deserve was poured out on Jesus on the cross, and that is where it was completely fulfilled. But it didn't end there. Because the Lord wanted to continue to show mercy, so he raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus came back to life just as he said on day three, which is why we celebrate Easter. What does God care? It's to save people. He wants us to know that this wonderful truth that our sins have been removed has a great blessing with it. We have eternal life now with him. Not only that, did you remember what happened when you were baptized? Not only did God adopt you as his own and save you for himself, but God has a plan written out for you that is a phenomenal plan to bless you in ways that you can't even imagine. And then what does God do? He says, oh, by the way, I'm going to send at least two angels to guard you their whole life long until I finally get you to myself in heaven. Along the way, I'm going to send different people into your little circle of friends to make sure that you are able to share God's word with them. Some of those people may not even know who Jesus is. You need to tell them. You need to tell them that sin is a bad thing. God doesn't like sin. God doesn't like sinners. But God loves sinners. And so God did the only thing possible. He paid our debt up for by himself. It's all free, and I do mean free. Not like free when governments give you things, they give you free, and then they have a string attached to it. Free if you go through this hoop or that hoop or whatever it might be. You go into a store, this is free, and then you read the fine print. Well, guess what? When you read free in God's book, there is no fine print. God says, I have done it for you. God loves you, always has, always will, no fine print. It's an amazing God that we serve. And that's the God that is being talked about here. At just the right time, the fulfillment came. At just the right time, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary at just the right time. And God protected that little boy all the time he was growing up. He protected him while he was alive and a young man. And then when he died on the cross, God turned his back on his son so that he could take the blame for everything we've ever done. Now just think past to the back, maybe 3-4 days. Was the stress in your life more than normal? It wasn't my life. How did you handle that stress? Did you handle it really beautifully the whole time, giving all the stress to God, or did you kind of lose it sometimes? Well, kind of lost it sometimes. What does God do with us now as Christians when we fall into sin? Remember his God care. He loves to show mercy, and he loves to save people. So he says, your sins are forgiven. And he says it as often as you need to hear it. What a great and a gracious God we serve. To show mercy and to save people, that's what his care is all about. So in his name, let us continue to worship out to the end of this year and in the beginning of the next year. And now may God's peace, which goes beyond all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, amen.